And so we are now recording and I'll call the meeting to order with the quorum of the board at 2:06 PM. Our first action item is approval of the agenda. I know we wanted to, Zach, did you want to add action item or discussion items to discuss bond documents?
Yeah, if we could do that, that'd be great.
Okay, we'll do that. And then we haven't had a chance to circulate the minutes yet, so I'd like to pull item 5B off the agenda. Are there any other changes or additions to the agenda?
And Shannon, sorry, could you say the piece you were saying about the bond item again? Sorry, I missed that piece.
We, after we published the, posted for the agenda, Zach discussing with Gilmore Bell and, DA, brought up, several bond documents, the designation resolution, authorizing resolution, assessment ordinance, and acknowledgement waiver and consent agreement. And we just wanted to add an item to discuss those for approval at a future meeting.
Okay. That's, I just wanted to make sure we can discuss. We just don't want to take any action items where they weren't on the agenda. Okay. Thank you. That's, I just wanted to confirm.
Roger that. Yeah, we can discuss a good time for the next meeting, once we wrap with the action and discussion items today. Hearing no further edits to the agenda, could I have a motion, please, to approve the agenda as amended to add the bond discussion and remove the meeting minutes?
I'll motion to approve the agenda.
And a second?
Scott, that would be you.
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So agenda's approved. I don't see any public on the call, but we'll pause for a moment if there's anyone that wishes to make a public comment. Hearing none, we'll move on. So the first thing under the public hearing is to conduct a hearing to receive input from the public. So we posted a notice of this budget hearing over 7 days ago in accordance with Utah law to give public time to comment, or if they wish to dial into this meeting to make a comment. Dave, if I could get a motion from you to open the public hearing to receive input for the 2025 budget, we can move forward with that.
Okay. I'll motion that we open the public hearing.
And a second, Scott?
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And then are there any members of the public that would wish to make comment on the budget as posted? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll motion to close the public hearing.
And a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, public hearing is closed. Amanda, do you want to walk through the budget? It's unchanged since the tentative budget, but is there anything you'd like to highlight?
Nope. I think we hit it all last week. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But as noted, it has remained unchanged.
Any questions?
Nope.
All right. Well, we take a motion then to adopt the final budget and the resolution for the 2025 budget for Brookview IFD.
A motion to adopt the final budget and resolution for the Brookview IFD.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. 2025 budget is adopted. Zach and Sam and Aaron, would you like to walk through what bond documents we have to talk about and approve in the future?
Yeah, so let me see. Darcy, are you still on?
Yeah, I could start us off. The documents we distributed yesterday were the authorizing resolution, which will be the resolution before the board at their next meeting. And that resolution approves a form of a designation resolution, and which will designate the assessment area. It's contemplated that the assessment area boundaries would be coterminous with that of the district. The assessment ordinance is approved in form as well. That is the document that will actually impose the assessment on the assessment area, and it's currently contemplated to be imposed in a per lot ERU basis. And the authorizing resolution also approves an appraisal. We have a draft of that. We need an appraisal that will show 3x coverage, which it currently does. And then it approves, the authorizing resolution also approves a form of acknowledgement, waiver, and consent. Before we can impose an assessment, we need the consent of all surface property owners. I understand there's only one. So we will need that document signed as well before the assessment can be imposed. So when the board considers this resolution at their next meeting, after it is considered and if approved, then we would file the appropriate notices. And once those are filed, our assessment ordinance would become effective, and that would start our contest period. So we've sent out drafts for everyone's review, and then any comments we receive, we'll send out revised drafts and have those ready for consideration when the board is ready.
Sounds good.
And the documents we sent, they are mostly form documents, but of course, anything that needs to be updated as far as the project description, amounts, those things we'll fix. But otherwise, these are pretty standard documents to impose the assessment. So if Sam would like to add anything to that, I think that he's probably already discussed the process with the board.
Yeah, Dave, I think we've discussed the assessment ordinance in detail previously, but happy to add any color where needed. But this is just putting the assessment lien in place on the property, as you know, Darcy described, to establish the assessment lien as a repayment for the bonds, and then which requires, you know, 100% property owner consent. And then the assessment methodology that we're using, you know, is important to establish up front, but can be changed into the future. I think we discussed just having the lien per lot be the same on every lot in this development, since the sizing and valuations of each of the lot are relatively the same. So those are the main things to think about. But I think the components of this is no different than other deals that we've done on.
And I know we mentioned bond documents earlier. So this will impose the assessment. We will have a second resolution to come later where we would then authorize the assessment bonds. So we'll be coming back for that at a later date, but this will just be imposing the assessment.
Sounds great.
Great. Thank you.
Darcy, Sam, how long, how far out in the future should we look to schedule the meeting to for the board to, you know, take up approval of these documents? How long do you need to iron out the details?
I think they're pretty much there. We're getting the draft documents have been circulated. I've reviewed those documents. I don't have any concerns with them, but I would love for Underwriters Council, which is Kim Reed, Casey, sorry, to take a look at those documents and confirm she's good on her end. I would also like to give the rest of the working group here the opportunity to just review them and make sure there's nothing that stands out. And then I think we could probably schedule a meeting next week to adopt this, just because we need to kick off the 30-day contestability period so that we can price the bonds. I know there are some items that Dave's working on in terms of the development questionnaire that he needs to provide over to Kim's team so that he can draft the offering document. So there's some work to do, but I think next week would be prudent. So maybe look for something like similar time next week to jump on with this group and get those adopted.
Yeah, would you guys be opposed to doing that like next Thursday afternoon rather than Wednesday?
Scott, what works for you?
That works for me.
Works for me as well.
Do we want to say 3 p.m. next Thursday, the 27th?
Yep. Works for me.
Is there anyone opposed to 3 p.m. on the 27th? All right. Well, great. We'll get an agenda out here then. We've got most of these documents on there. Jake and I will update the date and time and get a meeting out, then circulate the agenda to the larger group for comments, so we can get that posted Tuesday or Wednesday, definitely 24 hours before the meeting. Does anyone have any further items to come before the board?
I don't think so.
Dave, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Okay, a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. We're adjourned at 2:18. And we'll start coordination for the meeting next week and see you all on Thursday, the 27th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks all.
Great. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks, everybody.
Yep. We'll talk to you later.